back home. Lots and lots of rain on the way over the next day or so. We were talking to Emily Young on the programme yesterday about how an exceptionally wet July had already caused much of the land around where she lives to flood earlier than expected on the banks of the Shannon between Athlone and Banagher in County Offaly, and the impact it's having on farmers and wildlife in the area. Today, a demonstration by around 200 people was held on a bridge over this river in County Offaly to highlight those concerns. Our consumer and agriculture correspondent Joe McGrady was there for us and he's on the line. Tell us more about the protest, Joe.
Yes, Gavin, between 1 and 200 people, as you said, were here this morning for this protest that began at 11 o'clock. It was organised by the Save Our Shannon organisation called SOSO, and they are basically calling for a single statutory body to be set up, an overarching body to be set up to manage the Shannon system, because they say, and many of them are farmers, not all farmers, but many of them are farmers, they say that the situation with flooding, especially the summer flooding, has got to the point now where it's going to cost farmers possibly thousands of euro, because this summer, because of the flooding that has arisen in the last couple of weeks, due of course to the record rainfall, but also they say due to the management of the river and the way that the various bodies involved manage the river and release water at various times, and because of all of that, their farmers are unable to mow the meadows this year. They will not be able to get the hay and the silage that they are very much dependent on for winter fodder for their animals. And we can hear from a couple of the farmers who are on the protest here this morning.
The facts are, Joe, we have to sell our cattle now. We have to bring them to Burmart a month earlier than what we should. We're taking a massive cut in our income, and that's our only option, because we do not have the fodder on our farm.
Over a third of our land at home is flooded today, has been for the last 10 days. We have fodder lashes, hay lashes, grazing lashes.
How are you going to replace that fodder?
We're not sure yet. Haven't decided that one.
Cost money.
We'll have to buy in, probably, yeah.
Well, the bottom line is, at this stage, there are so many different organisations involved in the management of the Shannon, and as a result of that, there is actually no management.